So we are talking with Leanne Shinawa from Zimbabwe, and she is the owner of Maintain, a hair products company. Leanne, welcome.
Thank you, Kipling. Thank you for having me.
So tell our listeners how you decided to enter into the hair care industry, so to speak.
My story is kind of funny. So I started a blog about 2 years ago, that's 2015, and it's a hair care blog. So I used to just generally talk about hair, how to take care of hair, and share tips and advice, So my blog became quite popular. My Facebook page, I got, I think, about 11,000. Now I'm at 11,000 followers. So people were listening. And the question I used to get and still get almost on a daily basis was, what do I use for my hair? What can I do to make my hair better? Because what I'm using is not really working for my hair. So I did some research that was back in probably 2016. Just looked at the hair care products that were available on the market in Zimbabwe. And I realized that the bulk of the products that were there were not specifically aimed for our type of hair, which is, afro textured, kinky, curly. We have that kind of hair. So, and I realized that there was obviously a problem because people wanted good products and they wanted their hair to do well, but there was nothing available for them to use. So I started experimenting on my own hair, and I would document it on my blog and on my Facebook page, just showing people what's happening with me and my hair. And my hair was really doing well. And I would share recipes and show people, this is how you do it. You can do it for yourself. But I realized that people don't actually like to do it for themselves. They want a ready-made product. So that's when I think end of 2016, that's December 2016, I got laid off from my job. So I decided, you know what, let me just get into this. Tried it, gave a couple of friends some samples. They really liked it and they came back for more. So I decided, you know what, with the little money that I had, let me just try it out, sample it out. So I did, and the response has been overwhelming. I mean, I can't keep up. Before my products even hit the shelves, they're gone. So far I have like two distributors back in Zimbabwe, and it's been quite an interesting journey. I didn't think it would be like this. When I started, I just thought, a couple of people are asking me where how what can I use for my hair, so let me make a couple of products. But then I got into it, and wow, it's been amazing.
So you had a typical business problem, followers with a challenge.
Yes.
You answered that challenge in a way that you thought would help by giving them the recipes.
Exactly.
And then you realized that wasn't really the answer. The answer was for you to make it. So how did you actually start making these recipes? How did you come up with the recipes?
Well, I did. I like almost every other person does. You Google, what can I use? And I realized that the best type of products that work for our hair because it's thicker are natural products. So butters like shea butter, avocado butter, cocoa butter. Those are the things that really work for our hair because our hair is thick. It needs something that really does well to mold it, So literally just got a couple of recipes out, Google, research what other people have used, and then I just started playing around with these butters and some oils, in my kitchen. So I'd do so many samples, try it on my hair and see what would work. And yeah.
So you were your guinea pig, so to
Yes,
speak. And if it
exactly.
worked for you, you knew it
Yes.
would work for your friends and clearly for the rest of the community.
Exactly.
So now you're in the middle of this new business. Your products are selling out. How did you decide that the Yali Fellowship was something that you thought was important enough to do? Because it's taking you away kind of from your business right now.
Exactly. I think Yali came at a perfect time because obviously I'm a new business entrepreneur, and the skills that I have from obviously working before were not adequate enough for me to be able to run my business. I have a background in supply chain. And of course, yes, I can work well to supply my products, the logistics and purchasing and operations. But on a financial point of view, I'm not able to, even projections, how to rewrite a business plan, I did not have the skills to do all that. And also, for me, it was an opportunity for me to be able to tap into other countries. We are 19 countries. This Yali program here in Clark Atlanta, it's 19 countries. So it's an opportunity for me to be able to have all these countries in one place and be able to get a connection. You know, this is my link into other countries, because I don't see myself just being in Zimbabwe, because this is an African product for Africa. So if I'm going to be able to reach out to Africa, this is the platform.
So you've got 19 mini distributors that you're ready. Did you bring samples?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And how have they been received by your Yali cohorts?
Well, they're fighting for them. I keep reminding them, guys, I'll keep them for you guys, but I need everybody else to be able to see. But, you know, but I think they really like them. And yeah.
That was a wonderful plan and a wonderful idea. So you might think you don't have that business savvy, but clearly you know what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, what's the future for the company? And the company is called Maintain, yes. Which I love that play on words. What do you see is the future for Maintain?
Definitely, I want to be in the retail stores. When people walk into the supermarkets and the pharmacies, I want to see my products on the shelves, because I feel I've made a product that is specific and it solves a problem, because people had problems of what do I do? What do I use for my hair? What's good for my hair? And I feel I have a good product. And so my future now is, because right now my line of products, I only have butters. I want to expand and have shampoos and conditioners and deep conditioners, so that a person has the full range. It's a solution that solves every step of the process when in regards to your hair.
And I love that you said using natural products, because so many people are trying to get away from chemicals in their lives. Mm-hmm. Why was that important for you to go with a natural brand or a natural line?
I think for me it was important because these chemicals we put on our hair, half the time we can't even pronounce them. What, you know, they're these bulk chemicals that are put in these products to make it, whether it's cheaper or I don't really know what the purpose of these ingredients are, but we just slap them on our head. So I did a lot of research in regards to mineral oils and parabens, and these ingredients, they do nothing for our hair. And the long-term effects of these ingredients are very harmful.
They're so drying, actually.
Yes, very, very drying. And I realized that Africa has so much to offer in regards to natural products. So I have obviously a product line, but I want to be able to support Africa. We have shea butter. Ghana is well known for having shea butter. In my country, we have a product called Mafura butter. It's a very rich butter. So I felt like, what can I do? What kind of product or what can I do to be able to incorporate my community and my continent in my product? So this is what I came up with.
Leanne, I think it's a wonderful idea. For our listeners who want to follow you on Facebook, what's the tag?
Okay, it's Maintain Organics. That's Maintain Organics. So that's my Facebook. And for my Instagram, it's Maintain_. That's how you find me, Maintain Organics.
Thank you so much, Leanne, for sharing with our listeners this morning.
Thank you for having me.